16th of November, 1934. Extract from a radio broadcast, The Causes of War.
I have a short time to deal with this enormous subject. And I beg you, therefore, to weigh my words with the attention and thought which I have given to them. Many people think that the best way to escape war is to dwell upon its horrors and to imprint them vividly upon the minds of the younger generation. They flaunt the grisly photographs before their eyes. They fill their ears with tales of carnage. They dilate upon the ineptitude of generals and admirals. They denounce the crime and insensate folly of human strife. Now, all this teaching ought to be very useful in preventing us from attacking or invading any other country, if anyone outside a madhouse wished to do so. But how would it help us if we were attacked or invaded ourselves? That is the question we have to ask. Would the invaders consent to visit Lord Beaverbrook's exhibition or listen to the impassioned appeals of Mr. Lloyd George? Would they agree to meet that famous South African, General Smuts, and have their inferiority complex removed in friendly, reasonable debate? I doubt it. I have borne responsibility for the safety of this country in grievous times. I gravely doubt it. But even if they did, I am not so sure we should convince them and persuade them to go back quietly home. They might say, it seems to me, you are rich, we are poor, you seem well fed, we are hungry. You have been victorious, we have been defeated. You have valuable colonies, we have none. You have your navy, where is ours? You have had the past, let us have the future. Above all, I fear, they would say, you are weak, and we are strong. There are those who say, let us ignore the continent of Europe. Let us leave it with its hatreds and its armaments to stew in its own juice, to fight out its own quarrels, and breathe its own doom. Let us turn our backs upon this melancholy and alarming scene. Let us fix our gaze across the ocean and lead our own life in the midst of our peace-loving dominions and empires. Now, there would be much to be said for this plan if only we could unfasten the British Islands from their rock foundations and could tow them 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean and could anchor them safely upon the smiling coasts of Canada. Well, I have not yet heard of any way in which this could be done. No engineer has come forward with any scheme. Even our best scientists are dumb. It would certainly, in any case, take a long time. Have we got a long time? At present we lie